when I was at KMOX and Stan McNeil was at the St. Louis-based then Sporting News, Stan was a regular on my show because he's smart, he's creative, and has great relationships with players. And Stan has moved to the Cardinal Magazine and does magnificent work. And he joins us now on the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line on 101 ESPN. Stan, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Randy. Michelle, thanks for the nice introduction.
Well, I love your work, and Michelle and I were talking about this yesterday. We get the Cardinal Magazine, and we read it cover to cover because you and your staff do such great work.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for reading. And yes, we work hard, and we think we do a great job kind of bringing Cardinals fans, you know, trying to take them behind the scenes a little bit and giving them, you know, some content that they don't find anywhere else.
Well, you certainly do that, Stan. The access that you get is unbelievable. But I'm curious how you put it together, because there's so many great components to the Cardinals Magazine, and it has to take a long time to not only develop that content, but to put it all together. So how far in advance are you thinking about and working on, let's say, the next month's issue?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, our next issue, right now we're kind of finishing up our yearbook, our big project for the year, and then we'll do issue three. So we haven't really even started. We've got some ideas in the works for issue three, but like, who would you put on the cover, the next cover of Cardinals Magazine right now? We got a lot of options right now, don't we? I mean, you got the young guys, we got the old guys. So
you got the MVP.
You know, but no.
Yeah.
Yes, the MVP. So, it's, you know, this year has been fun because there is such a, it just seems like there's, I don't know if it's a new energy, if that's what you would call it, but just, there's just a lot of newness, freshness around the team, you know, with Albert coming back and all these young guys coming up and producing like they have been.
Stan, I'd like to cast my vote for Brendan Donovan. I think that he's been very fun and has a lot of personality, but you're right. It has to be, it make your job a little bit easier when there's all of these different young guys and big personalities that are coming into the club.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, we saw one last night. What a great story that was with James Nail, the Missouri native, making his major league debut at Busch Stadium. That was talking to him after the game last night. His eyes were still, he was just beaming. You know, he was so happy. And it was, he said, we were standing there talking to him, and someone asked him, like, how many texts you think you got from family and friends, you know, after the game. And he said, let me check. So he just pulled out his phone. He goes, 257. Oh,
wow.
That's pretty good.
Wow. That is
that's
a
awesome.
Lot.
That's great.
And then he said he thought he had about that many friends and family members in the stands. He said they were scattered all over the place, but you could actually kind of hear a difference in the crowd when he, you know, went in and got his three outs. It was very, very cool.
Stan McNeil from Cardinal Magazine with us on 101 ESPN. And Stan, you at Cardinals Magazine, and I mentioned off the top that you've always been very creative, but I love the idea of Miles Michaelis taking us behind the scenes on a minor league rehab tour.
Yeah, well, every year we have a different player do kind of what we call a column with them. You know, I'll interview them and kind of we'll write a column and they'll look at it and everything. And you know, Miles is such a great guy, fun loving guy. So, he's our guy for this year. And the column that is in this issue was on his minor league rehab tour. You know, Miles is headed for the All-Star game this year, but this time last year, he was injured, remember? And he came back, later on in the season, but before that, he did a pretty lengthy rehab tour where he went to, you know, he pitched for each of the affiliates in Memphis, Springfield, and Peoria, and the way he would do it is he would come back to St. Louis between his starts and do his training and have the, you know, the Cardinals trainers kind of take care of him. Then the day before his scheduled start, he would leave in the afternoon, settled in, get up the next morning, and then, you know, head to the ballpark. And Miles, being the kind of guy he is, he would, each time he went into the clubhouse, because the players really didn't know him that well, he thought he'd have a little fun. So he would bring out some incense and sage and, you know, do the major league thing and just kind of play with them a little bit. And he said they really didn't know if he was being serious or just goofing around. And he's like, well, either way, I've got my bases covered. But he was pretty full. And another thing he did on this was before the game, that he would start by the lineup card, he would put up a $100 bill, say that goes to the player of the game. And he would then, after the game, pick the player of the game, you know, based on, he said he would say, solicit some feedback from the team. But if a reliever came in and stranded a couple of runners for him, that guy might have a pretty good chance of being his player of the game. So, but anyway, all you have to do is watch Miles during batting practice, running around in the outfield, to know this is the guy who enjoys his job.
Great information, Stan. So many fun stories. Another player-related feature that you guys have in the Cardinals magazine is Adam Wainwright's Adam in the Garden, where he chooses a Bible verse every issue, and he writes about it. And we know that his faith is something that's very important to him, and so I think that's a great outlet for him to get to share that side of himself with Cardinals fans. How does something like that come about? Do you go to the player and say, we would like for you to write something or contribute something? What are you interested in? Or do they come to you and say, this is a format where I would like to express myself in this way?
No, we went to Adam and asked him because we know how important the faith is to him. And we also know just how great a communicator Adam is and how much fans like him, no matter what he's talking about, really. So we went to Adam, and he was all for this. You know, this was around the time he was also doing his Walking with Waino on Twitter, you know, his Bible study on Twitter. So that kind of fit along with that.
How much editing, Stan, do you need to do with Adam Wainwright's articles? Because we know he's an amazing pitcher. We know he's an amazing father and husband. We know he's a great broadcaster. Don't tell me that he's this good of a writer, too.
I will not tell you that.
Okay, good.
We have high standards. I will say that too. But no, Adam does great, you know. And really, for us, it's not what they write. It's just the message that they're trying to convey, you know, what they're trying to say. We make sure that we get that the way they want it.
Hey, Stan, one of my favorite players, and Stan McNeil from Cardinals Magazine is with us on 101 ESPN. One of my favorite players from the 82 championship team was Lonnie Smith, and I didn't realize until I read your piece about him what he has had to endure. Here we are 40 years ago now, removed from that world championship, but Lonnie has had to endure a lot in his life.
Well, in recent years, he's had some health issues. You know, the thing is, he went through stomach cancer for a few years ago. He said, when I talked to him recently, he was a year out from his last treatment, chemo treatment, and everything was looking good and clear. So he still has to kind of be tested for another year or so, but he thinks he's out of the woods with that. But then he also has glaucoma, and it's really affected his vision to where he's, you know, he can't really watch a baseball game. And you know, we're having the 82 team back in August, and we're not sure. Lonnie told me at the beginning of our conversation that he didn't want to come because he doesn't like to be led around, you know, because he can't see. He'd rather just direct himself. But then by the end of the conversation, he was like, well, you never know. Maybe I'll change my mind. So I need to reach out to Lonnie and see if he's going to make it. But I think he's, you know, he is so overlooked on that 82 team, I think, and easily so, rightfully so, or maybe rightfully so, considering all they had. But Lonnie was the best player on that team, really. Mm-hmm. 120 runs scored, hit over 300, finished second in the MVP voting, had a big World Series. So, you know, Lonnie was a winner when he played. That's for sure. The only player to reach the World Series with four different teams. That's not, you know, who else can say that?
Right.
So impressive, Stan. And Randy and I are fortunate enough that you guys deliver the Cardinals magazine to us and we get to consume it. But I'm sure a lot of people out there are listening and saying, I want the Cardinals magazine. I want to be able to get this access to my favorite baseball player. So how do people listening get a chance to get the Cardinals magazine?
Well, you can get it at the ballpark. That's probably the easiest way. And you can, the other easiest way, I would say, would be to go online just to cardinals.com/publications or /magazine. And you can get that, see a free sample, and sign up that way. Or you can just call the Cardinals at 314-345-9000.
And, Stan, I want to make one more point because People aren't producing magazines like this anymore. It's on thick, really. This is quite a production. Really expensive player paper with fantastic photos. This is kind of a thing from days past, isn't it?
It's an old school, and you know, which is good because our content, while I don't want to say it's old school, but it gets old school treatment. That is, it we edit and research, and you know. One thing that you learn when you're interviewing these guys is you'll ask them about a ball game from 10 years ago. And it's always funny because some guys will think they remember it. You know, it was a curveball, 2-1 count right on the outside corner. And I took it to left field, and you're talking to them and you're like, man, that's a great memory. But you can go look that stuff up now online. And a lot of times it's like, well, he got a single, but it really didn't happen the way he explained it that way. So that's kind of fun. But we do a lot of work trying to make sure those facts, those stories are accurate in the magazine.
Well, you and your staff do great work, and we appreciate it. Good to talk to you, Stan McNeil, and we will do so again soon. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you later. Stan McNeil from Cardinal Magazine. And if you just go to cardinals.com and then, Michelle, go to the shop tab right at the very top, that top banner, and then just go down to Cardinal Publications. You can find the Cardinal Magazine. You can subscribe there. And it's a great gift for a Cardinal fan, too.
Cannot recommend this more. When Randy and I were talking about this, I texted him back in all caps. I love the Cardinals Magazine. I read it cover to cover. And as you mentioned, it is kind of a throwback. We don't get magazines like this anymore. And you're going to get information about your favorite Cardinals players in that magazine that you won't get anywhere else.